Great Zimbabwe. All this trade made Kilwa very rich, but it changed it in more than material ways, because this was a trade with a distinct and unusual annual rhythm. Because the ocean winds blow northeast for one half of the year and southwest for the other, merchants from the Gulf and India usually had to spend months waiting for the wind home, and in these months they inevitably mixed closely with the local African community and transformed it. In due course, thanks to these Arab traders, the coastal towns were converted to Islam, and Arabic and Persian words were absorbed into the local Bantu language to create a new lingua franca, Swahili. The result was a remarkable cultural community, running through the coastal cities from Somalia to Tanzania, from Mogadishu to Kilwa, a kind of Swahili strip, if you like, Islamic in faith and cosmopolitan in outlook. But the core of Swahili culture remains unquestionably African, as the historian Bertram Mapunda explains.
We know that when these immigrants came to East Africa, they came here because there were attractions here. And one of the attractions was trade. It was because of these local people who had attracted them that the Swahili culture later on was born. So it's not true to say this is something which was brought from outside, when we know that there were local people here who had contributed the starting point, and from there then people from outside came and were